Welcome once again to Bad Advice with Wolfie and Corey. Where we take your, that's right, your questions on life, the universe, and everything. Hell, if we're going to be nerds, I'm going to take every nerd application I can get. Anyway, application. I used the word application.
Yeah, I don't think that was the word you were looking for.
No, I don't think it was. Cut. I'm going to start over.
Drinking already, huh?
Yes.
God damn it. This is going to be great because we can have actual blooper reels for the blooper reels. Great. Blooper reels. Blooper reels. Boober reels, that's what I want. Boober reels.
That's been my problem with movies lately, you know.
What?
Not enough boobs.
Not enough boobs? I agree.
Back in the 80s, man, if it was rated R, you got boobs.
That's right.
As Roger Corman used to say, boobs are the best and cheapest special effect.
And you usually get two for the price of one.
Exactly.
It's a BOGO. God damn it. Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Hello and welcome once again to Bad Advice with Wolfie and Corey. That's when we take questions from you. Yes, you, the viewers, the listeners. God damn it.
Hey, we're on YouTube. Some people are watching it. Of course, they just get a still picture of Wolfie and I, but still, there are viewers.
Okay, fine. I'll stay with that then. This is the way the entire day has been. I need help.
It's all because you went to a coffee shop full of cats.
Yes. And got my hand torn up by one. Now, please, get me out of here. someone with law school, please look at my contract and get me out of this. Questions that you send us. So, Corey, how are you? Just how are you? Why do you think you're here? I don't care anymore.
I'm doing fine, and because we didn't ask last episode, the reason I feel I can do this is I have a bachelor's degree in psychology.
I don't care.
You don't?
I don't know anymore. Maybe I do. Where's it from, Corey? Why don't we go into that? I'm going to just waste time now.
It's from Western Illinois University, the best college in Macomb, Illinois.
The best college where?
In Macomb, Illinois.
Macomb?
Yes.
It's in your hair?
No, that would be Bushnell.
Oh, that would be Bushnell. Well, no. That would be a different hair. You don't usually use a comb on that. Or do you?
Well, you used to in the 70s.
Well, yeah, but that's a whole nother story. Tell it, Corey. Tell us about you using a comb in the 70s.
I was too young to use a comb in the 70s.
No pubic hair?
No pubic hair? No, I didn't have any pubic hair.
Pubic? What's a pubic?
What you said.
I said pubic.
Wolfie, you need to stop. You need to stop trying to answer questions while you've got a candy cane in your mouth. That is a candy cane, isn't it?
That might be her name, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Wolfie, why do you think you can answer questions?
Because I have a candy cane in my mouth.
I guess we can't argue that.
No.
Okay, we're going to jump right into the questions. How does that sound?
Thank goodness.
It's unusual. Oh my God. This is what happens when you do a podcast, loopy. All right. We have the first question. What is the best strategy to use to win Monopoly? Corey?
Well, the serious answer is to buy up properties as you're going around. Just buy them all up.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you're following the real rules of Monopoly, because there are a lot of people who don't follow the actual rules. Read the rules and make sure everybody else understands them, because if you land on a, if somebody lands on a property and they don't buy it, it goes up for auction.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get as much property as you can. And when you get that first Monopoly, four houses on each of the properties. Don't buy a hotel.
Why not?
Because there are only so many houses.
I understand, but if I don't have a hotel, where am I going to sleep?
In one of the houses. You got four of them.
Ooh, I need one for each night.
If it's a three-property Monopoly, just think you've got 12 houses.
Okay.
Now, there are a limited number of houses, and people can't build, they can't go to hotels without buying the houses first. They have to actually buy the houses, and if you read in the rules, you have to actually build the houses. You have to have the physical house on your property before you can buy a hotel. You can't just spend the money and get hotels. So you put houses on your property, no hotels. That way, nobody else can put hotels on their property.
Okay.
And that way, as they land on your property, they don't have that income coming in that you do. And you'll win. Your friends will hate you. But it's a small price to pay in order to win.
Isn't that the point of Monopoly, is to win and not have friends?
Actually, my mother once told me that if you're going to marry a woman, you mm-hmm. need to do two things with her before you get married. The first was to play Monopoly, and the second was to go on a long car ride. And if you could survive those two things, you're good to go. I've never been able to find anyone who has been able to do those two things.
Have you? Did you actually try before you did some of these things with these people?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. My first marriage, we tried playing Monopoly, and it turned into a fight, and I should have known right there.
Yeah. Right there. When you just didn't want to listen to your mom, did you?
No.
No?
I thought that she, when you're in your teens and early 20s, your parents don't know anything. They don't learn anything till you're 30.
Gotcha. So in other words, you looked and went, no, I know the board has two six-siders, but she has two boob-siders, and those win.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Wolfie, how would you win Monopoly?
With hookers and blackjack.
Now, is that in the rules?
Yes, let me underline them. And, on second thought, forget the blackjack.
Actually, I think it would be fun if Monopoly had gambling in it. Rather than Park Place, you have a casino.
Yeah.
Because the game was based on Atlantic City, which now has casinos.
Yeah, so instead of hotels, we should build casinos.
And then, if you're playing as Donald Trump, they all go bankrupt.
Right. Wait, did we just do a political joke?
No, it's a financing joke.
Oh, good.
It's a business joke.
Phew, I was told we had to avoid politics now.
Who told you that?
Some guy in a black suit.
Oh. And you're scared if you go through the airport, they'll search you a little extra carefully.
No, I'm afraid they won't.
I hope that helps.
All right, then. On to question two. How do I navigate being the underling at work of people whom I have way more experience than?
Look, just because you are a 12th level paladin and they are 9th level thieves doesn't mean you can't work with them.
That's true.
What you do, make sure that they get more experience by have them fighting the main monsters while you kind of hang back and, help bind up the wounds, give advice and everything, but let them earn that experience. because, you know, as they're killing kobolds and orcs and trolls, they're going to level up, and then eventually you'll all be the same level. And then the experience works itself out. Dan should know. He's a veteran dungeon master.
A veteran? Well, thank you, I think.
You've done it before.
Oh, that I've just done it before?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, then yes. By that definition, I am definitely a veteran.
And there were a couple games where I think that you were killed.
Oh, many. I was good at that.
Wolfie?
Yes? Oh, yes. First of all, I'm looking at the sentence. Isn't that a dangling participle at the end there? When it ended with experience then? Is that what they call a dangling participle?
I don't use my English minor anymore.
So you won't answer my question?
I don't know the answer to the question because I don't use that part of my education anymore.
You don't recognize a dangling participle?
No, that's more a Wolfie thing.
This is true. So I'm going to say it's a dangling participle, or at least close enough. Because if that's the truth, I love dangling participles. And I love saying participles. And you laugh. Think about it. I can make it sound sexy. Participles. And they're dangling. Woo! That joke doesn't make as much sense because you didn't see my hand doing the little thingy. But anyway, this is all audio, isn't it? Where was it going? Oh, dangling participles. So you, right there, don't have to worry about being the underling because you've got the dangling, and theirs probably isn't as dangling as yours, so you should just feel like you are great. Of course, I just realized this is from somebody named Natasha, so I don't know how that they have the dangling participles.
If she's on her hands and knees, there's something dangling.
This is true, and there's two of them. Well, the other one is two, but they're smaller. I have a conundrum.
Normally, Bolfi's the one who goes ultra-perverted. This time it was me.
I like it. I'm so proud of you, Corey.
It's weird.
I know. Do you want to come over?
Maybe it's because when I heard her name was Natasha, I kept thinking of the Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, she's got some dangling participles, I'll tell you that. Whew!
Wolfie, do you remember the Black Widow's first costume? From the 60s?
From the 60s? Is that the gray one?
No.
No.
It's the bustier with fishnets.
No. I don't think I've seen that one. I want to see that one.
Yep, that was a very 60s costume. And then John Romita changed her costume to the black cat suit.
I like the black hat suit. I like the fishnets. Oh, it's such a hard decision. Okay, so I think what we're going to need now is we're going to need Natasha here to dress up in both of those costumes so we know which one has the better dangling participles so that way we know what to send her to work with.
Are you ever going to answer her question?
Because I thought I just did.
That's what she'd be interested in.
Wearing the costumes to find out if she can be not an underling at work anymore?
I've lost the thread, Dan.
I don't know if there was a thread in the first place.
Oh, okay. He's just trying to get out of answering the question.
I guess. What was the question?
How do you navigate being the underling at work and of people whom you have I don't know. I already said it. Just answer the question.
You know, you only have one job here. And all it is reading. That's all you have to do is read the words that are right here.
Fine. How do I navigate being the underling at work of people whom I have way more experience than?
Being on the bottom is not necessarily a bad thing. You don't have to do as much work.
I hope that helps.
Thank you, Corey. You know, We have a group of people that don't have to work hard, but definitely make your life better. Don't we, Corey?
Yes, it's these guys, our sponsors. That's right, here at the Solitaire Rose Radio Network, we have ads, and our first sponsor is me. That's right, your charming and delightful old Uncle Rat Bastard. I have my first book out with Dangerous Dan Moore. It's the first 100 strips of our online web strip, Worldwide News, the story of the lowest-rated cable news network. And you can get yourself a copy with commentary, with all sorts of extras, with signatures and everything. Just email Dan over at lordshadowflame@gmail.com. Our top sponsor, who's been with us since day one, is DreamHost. DreamHost.com. You need yourself a website, and DreamHost.com is the number one web host in the whole known universe. Just head over to DreamHost.com, put in the code CRAZY, K-R-A-Y-Z, get $20 off your first year. How can you beat that? Our other sponsor is Graze, G-R-A-Z-E.com. Healthy snacks for a healthy lifestyle. Just head over to Graze, put in the code CORYS3R5P. Your first and fifth box are free. You can get them weekly. You can get them bi-weekly. You can get them monthly. You just order a whole bunch of them. It's great stuff to keep you away from the vending machine at work. Now, if you would like to leave a comment for any of the podcasts that we do, we'd love those. Go ahead and email us at solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com, or you can call 952-856-0519. Operators are standing by. Okay, it's just a place that we'll record your calls, but we'll play them on the air. We'll answer your questions. We love getting feedback. Tell us what you think. Ask a question. Suggest a topic. Be a guest. Send us your stuff. SolitaireRoseNetwork@gmail.com. If you would like to advertise on any of the Solitaire Rose radio shows, you can. Just email us at SolitaireRoseNetwork@gmail.com. Subject: advertising. Thanks.
And Corey, I've heard a weird rumor.
It's not true. I did not clean that apartment.
You didn't?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think I smell cleaning solution.
Damn it.
Well, I was talking about other podcasts on this particular network.
Oh, yeah, we have other podcasts, and you can learn about them here.
Did he really clean your apartment?
Yeah, he said something about trying to make me go away, but it's not working.
Hmm. Oh, so, Corey.
Yes.
Would you like another question?
I suppose. Let's do this thing.
All right. Let's see. Oh, a very serious one, actually. Years ago, I became estranged from my daughter, but I really want to mend that bridge. How can I go about showing her I'm a better father than she thinks?
Well, you don't know what she thinks.
What?
First, you need to find out what she thinks. If you say, I want to show her that I'm a better father than she thinks, well, if she thinks you're a great father, then you've got a mountain to climb. But if she thinks you're, you know, a pond scum sucking weasel, you really don't have to do a whole lot other than just kind of send a card every Christmas. So the first thing you're going to want to do is find out what she thinks of you. And the best way to do that is to put yourself on Yelp.
So, wait, you put yourself on Yelp to find out what the bar is, basically?
Yeah, you put yourself on Yelp so that she can give you a review.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So, you put yourself on Yelp, and, you know, you put yourself out there. You know, it's your name, your hours of operation, and, you know, that you're a father. And then, you know, if you weren't a good father, she's only going to give you a one-star review. Then you know where the bar is set. You don't really have to do a whole lot. Maybe, you know, send a birthday card with a $20 bill in it. Maybe a nice muffin basket. But if she gives you a 2-star review, then you're going to have to do a little work. You're going to have to, like, find out who she is, what she's interested in, what she's been doing the past few years since you went out for a pack of smokes and never came back. If it's a 3-star review, boy, you really got to do some work. That means you're going to have to actually show up. And if it's a 4-star review, well, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it, because there's nothing higher than a 4-star review. Wolfie?
Wait a minute. Did the man with the degree just say put yourself on Yelp?
Yeah. How else are you going to get a good review? Except don't do anything political, because then the left-wingers will show up and they'll write reviews that are, you know, either a 4 or a 1-star review, and then the right-wingers will show up with this review that's the opposite, and neither one of them have any idea. It's just they're weighing in based on their political views. So you don't want to do that. So just make sure that it's just your review as a father. Conversely, you could... You could go to some of the movie reviewers, give them a video of your day, and ask them, you know, how did I do?
Wait a minute. If they're already estranged from the daughter, how is making a video of their day going to help how good a father they are?
Look, what else are you going to do to get a review?
Not true enough, I guess. Well, I know. I can come over and review you. In fact, I will go over and review Corey first so I can have practice.
Wolfie?
Yeah?
You calling me daddy does not mean that I'm your father.
You hear that? That means you are wrong. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, apparently, when I do call you daddy, that makes you my father.
Thank God I'm never home when that happens.
Okay, Daddy.
Ugh.
Big Daddy.
Dan, I need a shower.
You're my Big Daddy.
You need a shower. I'm in the same room with him.
Not just a regular shower either, like that where I have the Bon Ami and the SOS pads.
Oh, I tell you what, I will come over you.
Just I will scrubbing myself, screaming, unclean, unclean.
You know, I just made a Freudian slip. I was saying come over to help you with that, and just went come all over you.
I hope that helps.
Same here.
All right, so our last question for the day is also a fairly serious one. We'll see if the answers reflect that.
They haven't yet.
No, they haven't.
What podcast do you think you're on?
All right. How do you deal with a douche who decided to leave your mom after 17 years in a relationship because he can't deal with the cancer treatments any longer?
Are they his or hers?
Well, it actually doesn't say, but I'm assuming it's the person that they left.
Oh, okay.
Corey?
You're asking how to deal with this or how to deal with him?
I'm guessing with him, because it's, you know, technically my guess is their father.
Oh, okay. The easiest, well, first off, give him a 1-star review on Yelp.
Good God, what is it with you and Yelp? I mean, I know you do that every time I show up, but...
The second thing is, do you know anybody who's into computers? Know anybody who's really into computers? Or into technology, because...
I am every moment I can.
Because from what I hear, there's this big growing industry of making sure that certain people have fake ties to Russia and are getting in trouble with the law. So what you would do, you would talk to your computer friend and make sure that they that their finances are tied to Russia, that they've had meetings with the Russians, that they've been involved with Russians, that they have videotapes of certain people going to Russia and hiring hookers to pee on beds. Just make sure that, you know, all of these seeds are planted. And then give Robert Mueller a call and say, you know what? I know this associate of Donald Trump who may have had meetings with Russia. and then you will not have to deal with this person for a very long time.
Okay.
Wolfie? Hey, it's better than the first idea I had.
Which was?
Program your self-driving car to chase him.
Oh. Oh, hey, that's kind of an evil kit situation. I kind of like it.
Well, and they're both having to do with computers.
This is true. This is very true.
Now, I'm not saying to do that because that would be advocating murder.
Right, right. And we don't advocate murder here. Not overtly.
Correct.
Yes.
I'm just saying that maybe your computer friend might be able to get into Apple Maps. Because I know whenever I use Apple Maps, I never end up where I'm supposed to be.
Where are you ever supposed to be anywhere?
Yes.
Really?
I was trying to go somewhere yesterday, and I ended up at a Sonic, where I had these wonderful tater tots and a caramel shake.
So
I was supposed to go to the gym, okay? I was supposed to go to the gym. Wolfie.
I love it when you cry.
Wolfie also loves it when the strippers cry.
Yep. Yep. It's like the sauce on top of everything else. So salty. Anyway, okay, well, what I think you need to do is you need to get a friend who has some uranium. All right? It has to be liquefied uranium, or as liquid as it can get. So maybe just using the cooling water from the power plant, and you get a syringe of that stuff. Then you get a beautiful woman who is on your payroll, and have her seduce him. And then, in the middle of whatever she has to do to get him calm, she just injects him with the uranium irradiated water. This will, of course, cause one of two things. Either he'll become a superhero, which means we completely fucked this plan up completely, or he will get cancer. From scientific realism, I think the second one is more likely. However, if he does become a superhero, then you can reveal his past, and he will become a supervillain, and everyone will try to take him out. However, if he gets cancer, then he has to go through the treatments and make sure that everyone leaves him because he did it to someone else. It's all eye for an eye kind of thing. Right? Those are the rules.
I hope that helps.
You do?
Look, the people who write us, I always hope they help.
Oh, okay. Well, then we hope that helps.
Yes, we hope that helps. We always hope that helps. We always hope that we can bring a little more information into your lives. Now, of course, as always, we do have to remind you that the name of this show is Bad Advice, which means if you take the advice, we have no idea what is wrong with you.
Look, if you take the name of the show is Bad Advice, so if you follow our advice, that's your own damn fault.
Yes. So, but if you would like to have advice given to you, please email your questions to WolfieBBad, that's Wolfie, the letter B, bad, at gmail.com, or the Solitaire Rose Network at gmail.com, or go to badadvice.solitairerose.com, and you can leave your question anonymously on the forum that is there. I can't talk without buzzing, like Shatner. Now,
you're not going to get an Emmy.
No, I'm not. Do I have to say something else? Yeah, I have to say something else. I don't remember what it was. I don't know.
Tell everybody goodbye.
I do. But I don't want to be alone.
Wolfie's almost there with you.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Good night, everybody. Until next time, we hope we help.